Welcome to the daily Lectio Divina podcast with sacredpilgrim.com. Today we're continuing our Lenten series on Formation Foundations with Common House by further exploring the practice of Rule of Life. We're gleaning from the wisdom of Joan Chittister, and today we're reading a selection from Wisdom Distilled from the Daily. Let's begin with a few slow, deep breaths to settle ourselves. Mindful breathing lets our bodies and minds become quiet and still. It allows us to begin to be attentive to the movement of the spirit in our time together today. As I read twice through, listen for a word or phrase that stands out to you and touches your heart. Use the silence that follows to take in that word or phrase. Turn it over in your mind. Ponder it. These four elements, the scriptures, the text of the rule, wise leaders, and the insight, life experiences, and circumstances of the community or family in which we live are what make the rule of Saint Benedict a living rule and not a dead text of past practices. These four elements, the scriptures, the text of the rule of Saint Benedict, wise leaders, and the insight, life experiences, and circumstances of the community or family in which we live are what make the rule a living rule and not a dead text of past practices. As I read again, hold the word or phrase in your mind and ask where God is using it to touch your life experience right now. Maybe a feeling or memory comes up for you around the word. What does God have to say to you about it? These four elements, the scriptures, the text of the rule of Saint Benedict, wise leaders, and the insight, life experiences, and circumstances of the community or family in which we live are what make the rule a living rule and not a dead text of past practices. In this last reading, consider what response God is inviting in you through the word or phrase. It may be an action, an inner decision or a new awareness, or a spark of creative inspiration. Silently talk with God about that invitation. These four elements, the scriptures, the text of the rule of Saint Benedict, wise leaders, and the insight, life experiences, and circumstances of the community or family in which we live, are what make the rule a living rule and not a dead text of past practices. As we close this time of divine reading, spend some time resting quietly in God. You might feel inspired to use a few words, but in this time, words are not necessary. Contemplative prayer gives us space to just be present with God and allow God to be present with us. If you like, you can pause the recording here for the duration of your silent time before hearing the closing prayer, or you can use the prayer to lead you into your time of silent contemplation. I also invite you to visit the Sacred Pilgrim Facebook page and share your word or phrase and what came up for you today. God, we thank you for all the elements you have placed in our lives to help us remain attentive to your presence and intentional in the way we live our lives. As we go about our day today, may we notice the many ways you use to draw our attention back to you. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.